Proclamation number 6803 of 10th of April, 1957. What is love? Love power? The tiniest living being experiences my love, which helps it forward on the path to ascent. And I never withdraw my love from it, because then it would cease to be. And thus every human being can also know himself loved by me, or he would not be able to enjoy his life, for only my strength of love ensures his existence as well as the existence of the whole of creation. But you humans don't know what you should imagine by my strength of love, as long as you have not yet kindled love within yourselves in order to then also be able to accomplish things by virtue of this love, which seems supernatural to you. And as long as you are unable to imagine me myself as the being whose fundamental substance is love, you humans only attain a low degree of love. And therefore you also lack the understanding for the activity of individual people on earth who try to increase their degree of love, and who thus make use of the strength of love for the benefit of their fellow human beings. The higher degree of love alone is an explanation, but again only for people who are willing to love themselves. Thus those people work with my strength, they, as it were, convey my strength to their fellow human beings who are in need of it, be it physically or spiritually. And therefore they can help the sick to recover. They can supply strength to the weak again, they can give light to blind souls and impart knowledge to them. They can heal physically and spiritually. And only ever by using the strength of love from me. You humans can only believe this, for you will not understand it until you are also so filled with love that my nature becomes a little more comprehensible to you. For you still only regard love as a characteristic which one person has and the other lacks. Love, however, is something intrinsic. It is the all-emerging strength and therefore the original substance of God. For I myself am love. As long as you humans stay on earth, you are in an area where lack of love predominates, which therefore also means lack of strength and complete ignorance of that strength which brought everything into being and sustains everything. But every human being is free to let love flare up in him to a high degree. Then he will take on his original nature again. Then there will be no limits to his abilities. Then the same power will be stimulated in him which enables him to create and shape. Then there will be no earthly laws which impose a limitation on him, for then he will work with me in my strength, which only a certain degree of love will cause to be released, because my divine laws have to be complied with, and this is precisely a divine law. That love alone is the source of strength, but that it is never exhausted. Only a few people will understand this, but all should make an effort to increase their degree of love, because then a light of realization will also be kindled in them, which will also make the essence of love comprehensible to them. Everything you see, as well as yourselves, is held by my love. It is permeated by my strength of love, albeit in different strengths, otherwise it could no longer exist. But you yourselves can consciously catch this ray of love and increase your degree of light. You can acquire the strength of my love, you can request it or acquire it yourselves through loving activity, and you will now also be able to work unusually. So you will be powerful through love, and now use your power again in love. And you will be able to constantly increase the degree of love and thus increasingly more align yourselves with my fundamental being, and then the term love will also be fully comprehensible to you, and you will know that everything which is love has to be addressed as divine. so that you will now also recognize your God and Creator, your Father of eternity, as eternal Lover. Amen.